From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke defended the Obama administration's plan to expand the Fed's duties on policing big financial companies, even though the central bank failed to catch the problems before the global economic crisis materialized. Bernanke tried to assure the House Financial Services Committee today that the administration's proposal would be a modest reorientation of the Fed's powers and not a huge expansion of them.
Agreeing on a sustainable long-run fiscal path now could yield considerable near-term economic benefits in the form of lower long-term interest rates and increased consumer and business confidence.
But consumer groups and lawmakers have blamed the Fed for not preventing unscrupulous mortgage practices that spurred the housing boom and then led to the collapse. The Senate Judiciary Committee will vote next week on whether to confirm Judge Sonia Sotomayor to the Supreme Court. Committee Republicans delayed the vote, which was scheduled to occur today. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
Sotomayor is expected to be confirmed easily. Even with this one-week delay, she could still be on the bench in time for the beginning of the Supreme Court's term. Judiciary Committee Chairman Patrick Leahy said it's important to get her in soon.
Because she will have a very, very few weeks after being confirmed to move to Washington, to set up her law clerks, set up her office, and prepare for a major case on the McCain-Feingold bill on September 9th, and so delay will not help either her or the Supreme Court.
The Supreme Court starts its session early this year. Usually the justices don't hear their first case until October. The entire Senate could vote on Sotomayor in early August. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says she's concerned about the possibility of military ties between North Korea and Myanmar or Burma. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has that story.
The secretary is in Thailand for a regional conference where she's hoping to get countries to take a tougher stand on North Korea and Myanmar, both of which are sending delegations to the meeting as well.
We know that there are also growing concerns about military cooperation between North Korea and Burma, which we take very seriously. It would be destabilizing for the region. It would pose a direct threat to Burma's neighbors.
The U.S. Navy tracked a North Korean ship earlier this summer, and it was believed to be heading to Myanmar with weapons banned under a U.N. resolution. The ship eventually turned back. U.S. officials wouldn't comment on that, but said they have been encouraging Myanmar to enforce U.N. sanctions. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Bangkok.
On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 17 points to 88.26. The NASDAQ Composite Index is down 15 points to 1,893, and the S&P 500 is down 6. This is NPR. Declaring, "We've talked this problem to death," President Obama says the time has come for the country to act on his proposal to revamp the nation's health care system. Mr. Obama says out-of-pocket costs for Americans are spinning out of control while health insurance companies continue to pull in record profits. Republican Party Chairman Michael Steele says the overhaul is happening much too fast. The president wants a congressional vote on the matter by the end of the month. A Spanish government minister has set foot on the rock of Gibraltar for the first time since it came under British sovereignty nearly three centuries ago. Jerome Sokolowski has more from Madrid.
The British Navy captured Gibraltar in 1704, and Spain ceded the territory in a treaty signed 9 years later. But Spain has always wanted it back. In the 1980s, the two countries began talks over the strategic outpost, which occupies 2.5 square miles on Spain's southern tip. Gibraltar's 28,000 inhabitants almost unanimously reject Spanish rule. The visit by Spanish Foreign Minister Miguel Ángel Moratinos was almost torpedoed last week over a dispute about control over surrounding waters. Still, the Spanish minister's visit is being seen as a milestone. Moratinos will discuss cooperation agreements with British Foreign Secretary David Miliband and Gibraltar's Chief Minister Peter Caruana. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Sokolowski in Madrid.
The Watergate Hotel, which has fallen on hard times, failed to attract any bids at auction and has been taken back by the lender, PB Capital. Bidding began at $25 million for the hotel that became famous after the Woodward and Bernstein book, All the President's Men. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.